Hello again, I'm Jan Baker. Thanks for joining us on Heart and Soul today, where once again we'll play the music of the church throughout the ages, from hymns and songs of old to some of the latest offerings of praise and worship, from major choirs to solo and group melodies, a variety of music on Heart and Soul. Too many people who haven't heard of the encouraging piece of prose entitled Footprints in the Sand. Later in the program, David will recite to you a new version of Footprints. It's quite different and he'll discuss the differences. I'm sure you'll be interested. As well, we'll be playing more of the music of the church throughout the ages. We're going to commence now with an instrumental version of the hymn Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. The pianist is Linda McKinney. Linda is the sister of Don Marsh, whose orchestra and chorus appear quite often on Heart and Soul. From the beautiful album, A World of Praise, here it is then, Immortal, Invisible. Thank you. The First Baptist Church Choir, Houston, Texas. When the roll is called up yonder, you're with heart and soul. The gospel message has found expression through country music and various country singers. Roger Whittaker now with I Believe.
For every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
A friend of mine loves dogs, but he sometimes has trouble trying to feed his energetic puppies. As he tries to put food in their bowls, they rush forward and jump over each other. As much as he wants to feed them, he can't put the food in their bowls because they keep on getting in the way. Sometimes we humans are like those puppies. God constantly wants to give us so much. He wants to help us by forgiving us and giving us genuine happiness and a reason for living. But often our self-centeredness, rebellious attitudes and actions, and clumsy behaviours get in the way. They actually prevent us from receiving and benefiting from the gifts that God wants to give us. God has sent His Son Jesus to help take away our self-centeredness. So when we trust Jesus, He helps us receive what God wants to give us.
Heart and soul.
Oh,
Jesus and Ere Thy People Be. We'll return in a moment with more Heart and Soul.